Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:40 on Jacksonville's Morning News. Just a few minutes ago in Manhattan inside of the courthouse.
I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. It'd be nice to be with her, but I'm in a courthouse.
Former President Trump speaking as he has been doing every day this week and even last week ahead of testimony as the first week in the hush money trial wraps up today. Trump's lawyers this morning getting another chance to cross-examine the former publisher of the National Enquirer, the prosecution's lead witness. He's already admitted to helping bury embarrassing stories he feared could hurt Trump's campaign. As we bring in WOKV Samantha Manning from our Washington newsroom, what's the defense hoping to get out of today's cross-examination, Sam?
Yeah, so Rich, today we're expecting former President Trump's lawyers to try and poke holes in testimony that we heard earlier this week, right? Some of the big testimony came from David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, and he had explained to jurors how his company has worked with politicians to buy and bury stories. And he also talked about a catch-and-kill scheme to quiet Stormy Daniels' story of the alleged affair with former President Trump weeks before the 2016 election. Now, Trump has denied having an affair with Daniels, and his attorney has so far used the time cross-examining Pecker to show how they had a mutually beneficial relationship, the two of them, you know, former President Trump and Pecker, and how it went back almost two decades before the 2016 election. So we're expecting to see, again, some more efforts to try and poke holes in it and discredit some of the testimony.
This testimony expected to last multiple weeks. The former president telling reporters that he was also kind of keeping another eye out on the Supreme Court hearing yesterday while all this was happening in Washington, whether Trump should get full immunity from criminal prosecution for acts committed while in office. Fascinating arguments that I was listening to. What ultimately came out of that and what lies ahead, Sam?
Yeah, Rich, I was inside the Supreme Court yesterday for those arguments. And so bottom line, the justices seemed pretty skeptical of the claims that former President Trump has, you know, sweeping immunity from prosecution in the 2020 election interference case. His lawyer had argued that without immunity, there can be no presidency as we know it. That's what former President Trump's attorney had argued. And he gave some examples for past presidencies to try and explain what that could look like. And he said, you know, what if former President George W. Bush had been prosecuted for lying to Congress about the war, or former President Obama prosecuted for murder for drone strikes that he had ordered? So he was trying to, you know, draw a comparison here with what former President Trump has done, because they argue it his questioning of the election results was part of an official act as president. Now, certainly the DOJ is countering that, saying absolute immunity would just allow a president to commit any and all crimes at will, right? And they compared it to more like being like a king. You know, of course, we have to wait and see how the justices may rule, but there could also be a non-decision that comes out of this, right? Meaning they could just end up kicking it back to the lower courts. And that would end up delaying any potential trial, which, again, the timing in this is really key if it doesn't happen before the November election.
Yeah, the trial was set to begin back in March. As you were in the courtroom, did you get that sense of urgency from justices that they understand the weight of needing to make a decision fast?
So you definitely get the sense they understand the weight of the decision. However, not necessarily that they are quick to make a decision, particularly the conservative-leaning judges. Again, many of the justices really were skeptical of his arguments, but some of them seem to take a step back in terms of whether the Supreme Court should be weighing in on this and kind of indicated they might want to kick it to those lower courts, which, again, doesn't really give such a sense of urgency in terms of timing.
Not many people were able to witness history, and you were a part of it yesterday. That had to be pretty cool.
Yes, and I actually had a pretty decent seat where I could actually see the justices where they are, because the press area is normally pretty obstructed in there.
Yeah, fascinating. And now that we're post-COVID, we're back to hearing the arguments in real time as it's happening, so able to really get a sense for how the Q&A is going with the justices and the attorneys in that. Sam Manning, part of our live team coverage in our Washington newsroom. Thanks, as always.